grid at the moment is currently powered 98% by hydroelectricity. Now, the BC Greens, they are the only provincial party so far wanting to keep the carbon tax. However, they do dispute the fairness of the current consumer carbon tax and want to increase it for the companies that create the most pollution in the province, ultimately leading to bigger rebates for most British Columbians. They also want to focus on the protection of local ecosystems and ending fossil fuel subsidies. So no new permits for fracking, pipelines or LNG would be granted, and gas production would be phased out if the BC Green Party were to be elected. Their public funding for the BC Hydro that supports LNG projects would also be stopped, and they have a goal of protecting 30% of BC's land and water by 2030. They are also wanting to make significant increases to government funding to expand public transit and watershed security, and they will boost investments in renewable energy that include small-scale projects to achieve 15% of solar power generation by 2035. Now, that is the overview of what I have seen so far on the environment and climate issues that the three parties have spoken upon. It's still fairly early in the campaigning. They have only been campaigning for about a week and a half, so I expect that there will be much more that comes to light as this week comes to an end and going into next week. Now, we have an interview that I'm going to play for you, conducted by our public affairs work study, Iago, with the Secretary-Treasurer of the BCFS, Chloe Rainbold, and their campaign Generation Vote Now. And this regards the critical role that students play in voting and how important it is for young people and students to vote.
Hi, everyone. Continuing here with our discussion over the elections coming up on October 19th. I would like to bring Chloe Rainbold from the British Columbia Federation of Students to talk a little bit about a campaign that is ongoing for students all across British Columbia. I think I'll start asking you to introduce a little bit of yourself, if you want to start also talking a little bit about what you're representing here today. It would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. My name is Cole Rainbold, and I'm the Secretary Treasurer of the BC Federation of Students. The BC Federation of Students is a provincial advocacy organization that represents 14 students' unions across BC. Over 170,000 students are in our federation. Pretty big chunk of the students in BC. Over half of all the institutions in the province are represented by us.
Yes, that's amazing. I mean, that's quite a bit amount of students, and we know that the students represent a big chunk, as you said, like for the next coming elections in deciding the results. And I think that's where we start, the importance of the campaign Generation Vote Now, and also what are the challenges that come when we are talking about empowering the youth and all of those students to take a lead and actually understand what they're discussing, what they're about to decide. And yeah, so what can you tell me about this student experience, about this engagement with the elections? And yeah.
Yeah, so I'll talk a little bit about the Generation Vote Now campaign. So what the Generation Vote Now campaign is doing is empowering young voters and creating a sense of belonging in the electoral process. And by doing these things, our campaign will significantly impact the youth voter turnout on October 19th, which is so exciting. And it's been proven that when young people are informed and feel that their vote makes a difference, they are more likely to participate in the election. And we're achieving the goals, these lofty goals of empowerment and belonging by providing accessible information through our website, vote-now.ca, and increasing the number of on-campus vote polling stations, which is so exciting. And we've also noticed a trend of young people using social media to influence their friends to vote. And this is awesome because this is another proven way of increasing the youth voter turnout, is something called social voting. And if you don't know what that is, it's when you see your friends are voting, so you want to vote too. And all these things together, they really break down barriers and make voting more approachable.
I see where you're coming from. I've heard that this university students are like the largest voting population for BC, and I think that talks a lot about the campaign and the importance of bringing this discussion to social medias and like empowering everyone with information. I've particularly done that for the last elections in Brazil. I had my own NGO, and we had a big campaign for people going to vote. But there was this massive problem where especially high school students from public schools, they had no access to information. So we are empowering and saying, okay, now you can vote, but we weren't actually discussing who they were voting for, what could be the results depending on the either party and either politician you're voting for. And I think, yeah, empowering and bringing those informations help a lot in when we're discussing about democratizing the country and everything like that. So now talking a little bit about the impact of the student vote. So we've discussed it, like the importance, and how do you see your campaign bringing a difference? So when you're talking about this access to information, how do you see right now the discussion that is happening between these the young folks and like the discussion coming to universities, more specifically on like the division of parties, and how do you see all that?
So the impact of the student vote is huge, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that youth are the largest voting bloc in BC because that is true, and it's so exciting. But as for the dynamics that we're seeing some changing dynamics, and we're also seeing unprecedented engagement from students in the campaign. So we've done a lot of Get Out the Vote campaigns, but this one, it hits different. I don't know what it is. So what are we seeing? We're seeing that they're more informed, motivated, and youth are more ready to vote than ever. So the Generation Vote Now campaign plays a really important role in bridging the gap by making voting more accessible and less daunting. And so how we're doing that is we're providing information on party platforms all on one website. Instead of having to go to like four, five, six different websites to see everything, it's all in one spot. And we're also sending people who sign up voting reminders directly to their phone by either text or email. So as I like to say, your brain is off, but your voting is on, right? So no matter what, you can always remember to vote because we will do all the hard work for you. You just have to go out to the polls.
And talking about that, you just mentioned that on your website we can find the platforms for both parties and like all the parties that are competing for the students' votes. But what, from your perspective, talking to students on a daily basis, what do you see that are the issues that students are concerned about? So what has been the most discussed subjects, or if I can be a little bit more specific, you have like three issues that are in the mind of students that will decide which politicians get elected in each of the districts.
Any issue you can think of that is a big issue in this province, everyone's feeling it, but students are feeling it harder, right? Because on top of everything, they also have to pay for their tuition, their books, they can't work as much. So any large issue, and I know we can all think of them, students feel it more, so that it's even more important for students to be voting.
Hey, yeah. Again, appreciation for bringing those up. And if I can move on to one of our last questions, I would like to understand like what are the some of the barriers that the campaign is facing right now. So do you see any major barriers or anything that's constrain students from actually feeling like they are being represented. And yeah.
Yeah. So the BC Federation of Students engages in research, and our research has shown that the main barriers that prevent students from feeling included in the electoral process and therefore voting are a lack of accessible information, feeling that their concerns are overlooked, and the perception that their vote won't make a difference, which is really sad. So the Generation Vote Now campaign aims to overcome these challenges by doing a couple of really cool things. So first, we're providing accessible information through, you guessed it, vote-now.ca. The website compiles party platforms in one place and gives that amazing option for people to get voting reminders directly to their phone. Second, our member locals across the province are connecting with political parties and candidates directly, which is facilitating direct engagement with students to ensure that students' voices are heard in this process and included in party platforms. And third and finally is making voting more convenient. So we have heavily advocated for more on-campus polling stations and promoting early voting options. And I don't know if you've seen the amount of on-campus polling stations this year, but the numbers are amazing. And we just want to keep this going because on-campus polling stations are definitely going to increase that youth voter turnout. And so we're removing as many barriers as possible. So yeah, the BCFS created the Generation Vote Now campaign to help students just feel valued and empowered to participate in the election on October 19th.
Yeah, I don't think I have particularly seen any at SFU. That's interesting to see. The good thing is I had seen, like, since the last week, increased amount of students discussing about the issues that surround the three candidates confirmed for Burnaby East, and I think that's a good first phase of what we are facing. As you said, there is a large increase in the number of students who are actually going to vote in these elections compared to the last one, what is really great. And talking about students feeling empowered to vote and empowered to be part of the politics, because we see usually a massive, the older you get, the more you actually get involved with your community. Are there any other campaigns or any other ways that you see that students can be active leaders in their communities and actually be involved in policy shaping?
Yeah, so if students are more actively involved in shaping policy, there will be a future where issues important to young people take center stage. And as I said before, youth issues are society's issues. Young people just feel these a lot more intensely. A high youth voter turnout, simply put, would make society better for everybody who lives here. If young people vote in higher numbers, there would be a change in government prioritizing sustainable and forward-thinking policies. If a young person, this is an interesting fact, yeah, if a young person votes in the first election they're eligible, the likelihood of them becoming a lifelong voter skyrockets. So that's why the work of this campaign is super important, because we're catching people when they're 18, their very first election, or maybe even 17, and we're pushing them out there, and then they're going to be a lifelong voter, right? Like my parents, when I first turned 18, they literally dropped me off at the polling station. They're like, you're going there, you're voting. And do you think I've missed an election since? No, I haven't. Like, it doesn't matter what level, like local, municipal, provincial, federal, I have never missed an election. So it's just super, super important that we get our members out there and voting. And so all in all, this is a super, super exciting time to be a young voter in BC.
Thank you so much for all of this information about your campaign. It was a massive pleasure having you here. I hope you can come back more times to discuss more issues for your students in the future, and also how they can be more represented in politics.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
Welcome back to speak up on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus and Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. And we just heard the interview conducted by our public affairs work study, EIGO, with the Secretary Treasurer of the BCFS, Chloe Rainbold, and the campaign Generation Vote Now, with how important the role of the student vote is and why more young people should be encouraged to go and vote. And before that, I have briefly spoken to you all about the three major parties, the BC New Democratic Party, the BC Conservatives, and the BC Green Party, and their stances on the three main issues for voters that have come up in the past week and a half of campaigning, which are healthcare, housing, and the environment. And now we are just going to be hearing some local electronic music. This is called Terranean by Angel Science.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus Community Radio. And we just heard some local techno music called Terranean by the band Angel Science, and then some Femcon music, the song The Hill by the artist Waltzer. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Speak Up this morning with me presenting an overview of the BC election highlights and main party stances on healthcare, housing, and the environment today. Tune in again for more election coverage across next week here on Speak Up. We'll be unpacking the latest campaign highlights and updates. And just a reminder before I sign off of the key dates for the upcoming BC provincial election. Registering to vote will close on October 7th, which is next Monday. And the final day to vote is October 19th, which is 2 weeks on Saturday. And there are three different ways you can vote. There are advance voting, which is taking place from October 10th to October 13th, and then October 15th to October 16th. And you can request a vote by mail package online or from your phone until October 13th. But after that, you will have to request a vote by mail package at any district electoral office up until final voting day, October 19th. And you can also vote in person at any district electoral office from now until October 19th. And just to recap that we have heard an interview as well today from EIGO with the Secretary Treasurer of the BCFS, Chloe Rainbold, and the importance of student voting and how big of a role students play. So I shall see you all next week for more updates on the BC election and campaign highlights, and stay tuned for Democracy Now, which will be coming up right after.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
This is Bird Note. Although we may think of autumn as a sort of winding down period, for birds, it's as much a season of renewal as the spring. In October and November, we embrace the annual arrival of our winter birds, which spent their summer in breeding territories far to the north. In many parts of the lower 48 states, autumn is the time when the juncos arrive. The arrival of dark-eyed juncos is so characteristic of the colder months that many people call them simply snowbirds. The white-throated sparrow travels well into northern Canada during the breeding season. But in autumn, you'll find them kicking up leaf litter from the east all the way down into Texas and even into the southwest. And October and November mark the southward move of those massive white birds, the swans. In the fall and winter, tundra swans fly to wetlands in the west and mid-Atlantic.